Well, for a moment, you probably thought you were going to get a tag team. And thinking, oh my gosh, if they're both talking, how long is this going to go? But have you ever been to a high school reunion? Summers are often filled with them. And high school reunions are funny things. People sometimes fall right back into the roles they had when they were 16 or 17 years old. Some people have gained weight. Some have gone bald. Some of us have gone gray. Sometimes you find, though, that people have changed and they have blossomed. I went to a couple of my reunions, and perhaps I did not fit the expectations that my classmates had of me. I think that they expected me to be the same kid that sat in the library and for fun read the dictionary. I was always intrigued by words, and I still am. I am that kind of a geek. I like still to read the dictionary. I like to find out not only what the words mean, but where did they come from? How did their meanings change? I guess that led to the conclusion that I was little more than a bookworm. However, at one reunion, the DJ began playing the song, "Heard It Through the Grapevine." And I apparently startled my classmates by leading a snake dance through the ballroom. I hope that doesn't get me fired. After that, a woman I graduated came up to me and said, "Wow, have you changed? I didn't expect that." Well, I don't think that I had really changed that much. It was just that they had certain expectations that stereotyped me back in school, and I didn't fit what they expected anymore. If you remember back to Epiphany, the Magi entered Jerusalem, and there were high expectations for the coming of the Messiah. The arrival of the Magi seemed to confirm that the time was right. But vast crowds did not throng to Bethlehem because the people had other expectations. They thought the Messiah would be a political king and a general who would oust the Romans and return Israel to its political grandeur. According to Mark, Jesus has now returned to Nazareth. It is his boyhood home. But at this point, he has moved to Capernaum and has been traveling around the countryside teaching, healing, and proclaiming the kingdom of God. As he always did on the Sabbath, Jesus went to the local synagogue where he began to teach. The reaction was not as it should have been. When the people heard him, they said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given to him?" It is not flattering. It is as if they are saying, "Who does he think he is?" Mark then says that Jesus was amazed at their lack of faith. Think about that for a minute. Last week, we heard about a woman who had suffered from a hemorrhage for 12 years and thought that if she only touched Jesus' cloak, she would be healed. And she was. Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you." To Jairus, who feared that his daughter was dead, he said, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith." But here in his own hometown, and in of all places, the synagogue, a place of worship, he is amazed at their lack of faith, and he could not do any mighty deeds. Now, we are all probably saying, "Well, that wouldn't happen here at Holy Name. I would recognize Jesus. After all, he would be the guy who walked in wearing a robe and sandals with long hair and a beard, carrying a lamb on his shoulders. Psst, piece of cake. I've got this." Or would we? Faith means love and trust. It means that we need to understand that God has made a new covenant with humanity through his Son, Jesus Christ. But a covenant is like a contract or promise, a God promise. It is a promise that God never breaks. He always loves us. He is always faithful to us. What about us, though? We need to meet God in that promise. He has given us the freedom to accept his love or not, and to love him in return or not. What does a faithful life look like? It is a life that acts out its faith. Ezekiel, in the Old Testament reading, tells us what this is like. It means living up to our baptismal promises when we were anointed priest, prophet, and king. It means living in a world that has rebelled against God and not being swayed by popular opinion. It means having the faith to stand up with God, to a life that is holy, to say, "Thus says the Lord God." It means telling people the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ, so that they shall know that a prophet has been among them. Now, you all know that I'm still a teacher. I teach at Newman High School. A couple of my students are in the room right now. So I miss school. They probably don't, but I miss school. And so the teacher in me has to do one thing. And you know it's coming, don't you? You've heard it before. Homework. So here is your homework. It has two parts. Part one, look for Jesus this week. Look for him in places you least expect to find him. Look for him in those people who you least expect to see him in. And two, be the prophet that Jesus calls you to be. And what does that mean? It means teach others. Let them know you are a child of God by your words, but more importantly, by your actions, by your faith. A saying attributed to St. Francis states, "Preach always, use words if necessary." St. Francis didn't really say that, but they are good words to live by.